you wish you could be there in the worst way, I'm sure, but you're going to be following suit of what that young man can do against some of the nation's best.
Absolutely, and Coach Linders was able to fly out and go watch him, so we're pretty excited to hopefully catch that on the live stream and then, you know, hear all about it. So, yeah, really cool deal for Noah.
I take it he's still been working out a little bit since the end of the state track and field meet?
He just kind of really kept going. He knew that this was on the horizon, and he just sort of stuck with his routine. So, yeah, he's been at it, and so I'm pretty excited for how he's going to do out there.
And I'm sure he's already been getting mail and calls and texts from college coaches, and after this showing, that'll probably pick up even more, won't it?
You know, I think so. I think Noah right now could pretty much throw for anywhere, you know, any school in the nation. He was ninth overall, you know, nationwide, and I think fourth or fifth in the class of 2026, maybe even a little higher than that. So, you know, he's going to have a really good look. And, you know, just talking to some of the throw coaches, the collegiate guys, Coach Lures at Doan was kind of talking about it. A few other guys have kind of said, some of the other throws, the hammer and some of those other things that take, you know, great footwork and technique, he's going to be really good at those too when he finally, you know, starts to expand, his events. So yeah, I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be great for some program somewhere, and he's going to have kind of his pick.
What day is that? Is that today or tomorrow?
He'll throw tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. On Saturday. Very good.